Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus Has Risen on First Fruits. Jesus has risen on first fruits. Are we there at 1 Corinthians 15? Let's read together verses 20 through 26 and then we can be seated. And the Word of God reads, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Verse 22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Verse 24. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. And verse 26, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. May the Lord have a blessing to the hear and read of his word. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Saints of God, Easter is the celebration of the greatest message ever delivered. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. What first appeared to be a defeat turned out to be an accomplishment of an amazing mission by the Lord Jesus Christ, who overcame death and he lives forevermore. Can I get amen? Amen. You are here because he lives. Amen. Now, we're going to see something that's very prophetic and profound. And I truly believe we're living in prophetic times. Amen. Jesus said in the book of Matthew and 24, he said in the last days, we would see these signs that he already prophesied 2,000 years ago. There would be wars and rumors of wars. There would be earthquakes. There would be famines. And then he said that there would be pestilence. We're still, what, in a COVID type of what? Pestilence, right? That's what it is. It's a pestilence. He said that there would be a falling away, that there would be deception in this generation. And many people are deceived right now. Some people won't come back after COVID because they walk in fear. But I'm here to let us know God did not give us a spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. Can I get amen? Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Can I get amen? Amen. God has encamped us. He's empowered us. He has anointed us for such a time as this. And we need to understand that you and I are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can I get amen? Amen? Praise God. So I want you to see this up here for a moment. And let's go here. Let's look at this biblical chart right up here. You see, we are what's called the spring feast. Now, these are all explained in the book of Leviticus, Exodus, Numbers. It's all there. Now, I need you to see the, put on your prophetic lenses right now. Put on your spiritual lenses to see this. Okay, so remember we celebrated Passover, the Passover feast. You guys were here a couple of weeks ago, I believe. It was on Nisan 15. Now, Jesus was crucified on Passover. We saw that throughout the scriptures. We read it. Then he was buried in the tomb. So the second day, the first day, he's in the tomb. Now, he's in the tomb, and they call the second feast called Unleavened Bread. Now, leaven is a type of sin in the Old Testament that's mentioned, okay? So Jesus was in the tomb. He who knew no sin became sin that we would become the righteousness of Christ by faith. So Jesus had to go in the tomb without any sin. Can I get amen? So now we're celebrating this festival. It's what, Resurrection Sunday, we call it Easter, but he rose on the Feast of First Fruits. And on Nisan 17, so the actual day was this past Wednesday. But you know what? Tradition, we celebrate Easter. Amen? And I don't knock tradition. I'm just letting you know the biblical truth. And so now you can see 50 days from that point on, they celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. We all know that in the book of Acts, God poured out, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost on that festival. Can I get amen? They were filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Praise God. I remember when I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Man, I'm telling you, I couldn't stop speaking in tongues. And you know what? There are times where I'm still speaking in tongues. Can I get amen? Praise God. I'm telling you, when the power of God gets a hold of you, man, you will, hallelujah, allow the Holy Ghost to have his way. Amen. And so let's go back to that chart. Let's look at this. So now what's profound is the fall feast. Look right up here. The fall feast. Trumpets, Yom Kippur, tabernacles. Many theologians, many Bible scholars believe that we don't know what year, but we know that on the Feast of Trumpets is going to be the rapture of the church. How many believe you're going to be raptured by God? Can I get amen? If you are truly born of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will raise us, hallelujah, to meet the Lord in the clouds forevermore. Can I get amen? It's the same Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? Thank you, Jesus. And so when he takes the church out of the way, you see Yom Kippur, throughout that whole thing, they fast and they pray, and they know that God goes over a lot of the things in their life, but that's the festival that God's going to pour out his wrath on an unbelieving world. So he's got to remove the church out of the way. That's us. We're the bride of Christ. Can I get amen? Throughout the New Testament, we are identified as the bride of Christ. Amen? So listen, let me just say this real quickly. Have you ever been to a wedding and, the groom and his men are waiting for the bride to come forth, and as she gets closer, have you ever seen a woman with her lip busted and her eye bruised and she's just like this, and we're going, oh my God, what happened to her? I painted that picture is because God is not going to allow the church to go through the tribulation. Can I get amen? He's going to remove us out of the way as he pours out his wrath. We're going to be with him in heaven celebrating the marriage supper of the Lamb. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. We are his forevermore. Can I get amen? And then tabernacles, when that year comes, we're going to tabernacle with God face to face, and he will rule and reign, and we will be with him forevermore. So all these, the first four have been prophetically fulfilled. Can I get an amen? So let's look at this for a moment, saints of God. One of Jesus' first agendas on coming to the earth was to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. That's right. No one talked about that, huh? He came to destroy the works of the devil in our lives. Can I get amen? See, the Bible says we were born in sin, shaping in iniquity. So we automatically sin without even being told not to. Come on, we sin all by ourselves. Amen? So God had to come and destroy the works of the devil. And I got scripture to back that up. Look at this in 1 John 3:7-9. Look, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, right? Just as he is righteous. Who is? Jesus. He who sins is of the devil. What? For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. Jesus had to come. Look at that. That he might destroy the what? The works of the devil. Look at that. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Man, I'm telling you, this was a revelation. I'm going to explain this for a moment. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. Okay. Does that mean we're going to live a perfect life down here? Nope. Does that mean we're still going to have mistakes? Yes. Are we still going to fall short? Yes. So I had to ask God, what does it mean that you don't see no sin? So when a heart repents before God, okay, and we surrender our lives, then the blood comes and it's applied to our life. See, the Holy Ghost will not come inside our vessel until the blood has covered us. Can I get amen? The blood of Jesus has to come. Then the Holy Ghost will take residence in us. So now the Holy Ghost is living in us, covered by the blood. So wherever you are at in this planet, whether you're visiting, you're at work, you're in school, you're at home, when God the Father looks down, he doesn't see our sin no more. All he sees is the blood. Can I get an amen? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We need the blood. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. No one's talking about the blood anymore, but we talk about the blood over here. Can I get an amen? Yeah, and it's not one of these, what up, blood? It ain't nothing like that. It's about the blood of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look at this. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you're probably very familiar with the story of Jesus Christ's resurrection. Can I get an amen? We are. And it's comforting. It's a comfort when you stand by the grave of a loved one and a truth you count on for your own salvation. Aren't you so blessed to know that if one of your loved ones have died in Christ, you know that they're in the presence of the Lord. Praise God, praise God. But let me ask this question, saints of God. But has it changed how you live? Has the risen Christ changed how you and I live? Praise God, praise God. And let me ask this next question right here. What impact does Christ's resurrection have on your thinking, conversation, and conduct? Huh? We're going to look at this for a moment. That's right. You see, saints of God, the resurrection is a truth that not only changes your eternal destiny, but it should also affect how you worship God and relate to him. Can I get amen? That's right. Especially in your private devotions and how you relate with others. Let me ask you this. When you go home, do you yell at folks and kick the dog? Or are you walking home, or are you coming home with the joy of the Lord? Can I get amen? Listen, if you're born again, the joy of the Lord should be your strength. Amen? And so look, we're going to look at the truths about the resurrection. And the first step is evaluating the impact of Christ's resurrection is to review some basic scriptural truths, what you and I say we believe in. Can I get amen? Amen. So let's look at this. Jesus Christ is alive at the Father's right hand. Is that what the Word of God says? The Word of God says that. Look at this. It says it right here in Hebrews 10:12. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God. Let me just say this. Do you know that God intercedes for us 24/7? Yes. When you forget to pray at night, when you forget to pray for one another, he's praying for us. Can I get amen? Amen. Jesus is interceding for us at the right hand of his Father. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. And so, saints of God, we believe that Jesus' sacrificial death was sufficient to pay all our sins. Can I get an amen? And all means what? All. Or is it just some of them? No, it's all, right? All sins. And his resurrection and ascension are the proof. Praise God. So let's look at this for a moment. We are forgiven and eternally secure in Christ. How many believe that you're secure in Christ? Or when you fail God, you think you're going to drop into that pit. You see, religion has you thinking that you have to work only and have no faith. But we read in James this week, and huh, if you were there Wednesday night, faith and works come together. Amen. It's like this. You know, there's people that are looking for jobs right now. Amen. Okay. So now they may be praying and having faith. Oh God, open up a door. Open up a door. Okay. So now you prayed and asked God for that, right? Now get up and go apply. Yeah, that's right. Fill out the online app. Go out there and apply, right? Because now you're operating in your faith by going and doing it now. Action speaks louder than words. Can I get amen? Listen, if you don't apply, that man ain't going to call you through osmosis. You see, when you take a step of faith, and you apply, then let God now open up that supernatural door. Can I get amen? Amen. Let him touch that boss to call you. And you know what? More than likely, God will, because he will honor your faith. Can I get amen? But we need to understand that we are secure in Christ. Amen. Let's look at what the Word of God says in Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. Look at this. In him, say that with me. In him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Hallelujah. In whom, having believed, you were sealed. Look at this. With the Holy Spirit of promise. Can I get amen? You see, religion will tell you, man, you're not striving enough. You haven't had enough certificates on the wall. No, God says, hallelujah, I have sealed you until the day of redemption. Can I get amen? And all you have to do is surrender, come by faith. Hallelujah. And watch God do the miraculous. He will do the miraculous in your life. Can I get amen? But you got to trust and believe God. You got to believe his word, what he says. Let's go back there to the word right there. Look at this, verse 14. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Now, what did he buy back? What did he buy back? It's a purchased possession. He purchased us through his blood. Hallelujah. Amen. See, the devil thought he had us. Can I get an amen? But Jesus bled on that cross for you and I, and he has purchased us back to the Father, and we will be redeemed in that new body. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Just hold on. Hold on. Just hold on. Can I get an amen? I know things are going to get tough. Things are going to get a little rough. We're going to go through trials and tribulations. We're going to go through situations that we have no control over. Can I get amen? But I'm here to let you know that he that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And if God is for you, who can be against you? You need to walk in the power and the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because when you show up, the anointing shows up too. Can I get amen? And devils will tremble. That's right. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost and you walk into a place and there's a whole bunch of unbelievers and they have no knowledge of God, they're going to see something different about you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You see, saints, because Jesus died for our sins and rose from the grave, all who believe in him can know that they are eternally secure in Christ, not based on their performance, but on Christ's payment for our sins. Can I get amen? Listen, if we had to pay for it, none of us have a bank account large enough to pay for our own sins. Can I get amen? Some of us only got $10 left in our savings account. Come on. That won't even buy a bag of potato chips no more. My goodness. The Holy Spirit who indwells every believer is the guarantee of a heavenly inheritance. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Listen, because he rose, look at this. We are going to live forever. How many believe you're going to live forever? Huh? Come on. Amen. You gotta know that. Look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only what? Son, that whoever believes in him will not what? Perish, but have eternal. Eternal life. Praise God. Praise God. So we have our security in Christ. Listen, I know today's a special day, and some of you are going to spend some wonderful time with your family. Some of you guys have baskets and goodies and all that. But what it boils down to, Jesus rose again. Can I get amen? You got to let your friends and family know that. Don't go to church and let them know. You know what? That's great. This day we celebrate, but Jesus rose again. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. And he wants to give you eternal life. And all you have to do is surrender, repent of your sins, and ask God to come in. And he'll come in like a rushing mighty wind. Praise God. And he will fill your entire being with power and anointing. He'll give you a AAA card. You know what a AAA card? Anointed, appointed, and approved. Can I get an amen? That's right. When you walk out of here, check your wallet. Do I got my AAA card with me? That's right. God wants to do the miraculous in your life. And look at this right here. We too will be physically resurrected. Can I get an amen? How many can't wait? How many can't wait to see that new body? Man, I'm telling you, I got visions of my new body. It's going to be about 60 pounds lighter, and I'm going to be able to do this again. I'm claiming that body. Lord, I know that body is going to have, it's going to have locks again. Can I get an amen? This one's failing me, Lord. I need the new body. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. I want a body with no more disease. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. No more diabetes, no more cancer, none of this stuff. Hallelujah. This is a body that's going to glorify God forevermore. We will stand in his presence and say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is and was and is to come. Can I get amen? Because Jesus, hallelujah, is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's from everlasting to everlasting, for he is God, and there is no one that sits beside him. And I got some scripture to back this up. Let's look at this for right now. It's found right here in 1 Corinthians 15:42. Look at this. Verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. See, this body, this flesh we live in, it's corrupt. It is raised in incorruption. Meaning, when Adam and Eve was formed, well, Adam was formed in the dust, then God took the rib from the man and created woman. And that's why when he saw her, he said, whoa, man. Man, he was like, whoa. What is it? This don't look like a tiger. It don't look like an elephant. What is this? He was like, whoa, you know. And so. But we're formed out of the dust, amen. And so, because sin entered into the world, now we must go back to the dust. Can I get an amen? But God has already that new body assigned for you and I by faith. Praise God. Let's go back to the word again. Let's go here. Look at this. In verse 43, it is sown in dishonor. So our body, listen, you don't even have to even come up with dishonest stuff in your mind. They come up automatically. Can I get amen? Sometimes we go, man, what did I think that for? Where did that come from? Well, it comes because we still live in sin. Can I get amen? Look at this. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That new body is not going to have that mind that we have here on earth. Look at this. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Hallelujah. It is sown a natural body. It is raised in a what? Spiritual body. See, that's body that the new body is going to live forever. We'll be able to appear, boom, and disappear. We'll be able to do what Jesus did. Remember, he ate fish. He had some fish tacos with his apostles, man, before he ascended. That's right. And it wasn't Rubio's. It wasn't. No, man, he had some good stuff, man. It was freshly caught. Hallelujah. So that let me know they're going to be food, man. We're going to be able to eat. He's not taking away food from us. Can I get amen? Look, yeah, you can see me. I love to eat. Verse 44. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a what? Spiritual body. Look at verse 45 here. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Who's the second Adam? Jesus. Come on. All right. That's right. These women know their study. Come on, men. These women know what they're talking about. Can I get amen? Listen, however, verse 46, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Isn't that a blessing to know that? Praise God. Let's finish off this verse right here. Look at this. In verse 48, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And is the heavenly man, so also those who are heavenly. Verse 49. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Man, somebody ought to be excited about that. Unless you want to live in these corrupt bodies. I don't. This one's failing me already. Come on, man. I want the new body. Can I get amen? Thank you, Jesus. And so, saints, Jesus Christ's resurrection guarantees that we will have the same experience. When he rose again, he had the new body. Praise God. And so God guarantees we will have a body just like his. Praise God. And all the sin and weaknesses of our present bodies will be a thing of the past. How many can't wait? It's going to be a thing of the past. Praise God. Praise God. Man, I can't wait to see that, in your medicine cabinet, all those pills that are there now. Man, where did they come? They weren't there when I was 20. And now I can't even, they're endless bottles up there. Can I get an amen? I can't wait. We do away with that. Can I get an amen? Praise God. We're going to have a new body, hallelujah, clothed in righteousness that'll live forevermore. Praise God. And see, we need to understand this, that heaven is our home. See, the Bible says we're pilgrims passing through. So heaven is going to be our home. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Well, this is a promise. Jesus promised it. Look at what he said in John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know, he's preparing a mansion for us. Listen, I've been on one of those realtor tours in Rancho Santa Fe. And those houses there, some of them are $40 million. And you have to have exclusive invitation to tour in there. And those homes there, they have all the amenities. They have the horse stables, the tennis courts, the basketball courts. They got swimming pools that start from the outside. They go into the living room. They got 80-inch flat screens in the bathrooms. They have everything you could think of. But God had to remind me when I was watching all, he goes, you know what? They still need termite repair. There's still going to be plumbing issues. There's some will have foundational issues. So no matter how perfect, no matter how expensive they are, things will start to corrode. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. But the place that Jesus has prepared for us, it was not made with human hands. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. God created a place for you and I that we will dwell with him forevermore, and we will worship him, and he will be the sunlight for us, for the glory of God will light up the whole place for you and I. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. I can't wait for that day we will be delivered from this body of flesh, because this body is no good. I'm here to say it's no good. Can I get amen? But praise God, until he comes, we have to go through the fire without being burned. Can I get amen? God's going to allow us to go through the fire, but when we get to the other side, we will be fine like gold. Can I get amen? Don't complain. Listen. Don't complain when you're in the fire with God. Can I get amen? This is where you learn how to praise him. God, I thank you for my trial. I thank you, God. Yeah, I know it's not going my way, but hallelujah, I'm going to trust you that you're going to see me through. Can I get amen? That's right. There are times when things look like everything has fallen apart, and this one has left your life, and this one's on drugs, and this one's on alcohol, and this one doesn't even serve you. But I'm here to let you know, hallelujah, that God said, hallelujah, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. And all you have to do is petition those things to me. I will hear your cry, and I will answer in my time. Can I get amen? There are some things that we got to learn. There are some things that we have to grow in. Can I get amen? You see, if God let us off the hook too soon, we will just be undone. No, God wants us to go through. Why? Because when we get to the other side, we'll know how to minister to others. Can I get amen? We'll know how to say, you can make it. Hold on. Hallelujah. I've been there. I've done that. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. He's my strength. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Come on, give him a shout of praise. He's worthy. And because of God's grace provided to us through his Son, the Lord Jesus, we will one day be made perfect and enter that heavenly place he's prepared for us, never again to be separated from our Savior. How many, man, right now he's sitting at the right hand of his Father, but we're going to be with him forevermore. Praise God. Praise God. You see, Jesus had to come. Remember we shared earlier that he came to destroy what? The works of the devil. That's right. Look at this up here. Let's go right up here. In John 10:10, the thief, say that with me. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But look what Jesus said. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Let me ask you this. Are you living the abundant life? Through your trial. Through your trial. See, we want to get on the other side and say, oh man, no. We need to give God glory in the fire, in the trial. Can I get amen? Man, I'd rather stay in that fire. So God, there's some stuff that still needed to be cooked in my life. Can I get amen? There's some things that are still undone. Oh God, help me. Yeah, we scream and we holler. We say, oh God, some of us are crying uncle. Okay, I surrender. But God said, hang in there. Hang in there just for a little while. And I will see you through. That's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, look at this. We will see our loved ones. How many of you have loved ones already gone on to be with Jesus? Isn't it going to be a blessing to see them again? And we're going to see them in their glorified bodies. Thank you, God. Right now, we are absent from the Lord, but we have this hope. That hope is right here. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be what? Absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Listen, we should not be fearful of death. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we just live in a temporary shell. I hope you know that. Praise God. Praise God. God allowed us to be birthed in this generation. Hallelujah. And he's going to get glory from your life. He's going to use you to the fullest. And then one day he's going to take you home. And we will be with him forevermore. I can't wait for that day. Can I get amen? You see, saints, our saved loved ones are in the Lord's presence right now. How many believe that? And when we arrive in heaven, we'll be reunited with them. Hallelujah. And they're not going to be playing no Peaches and Herb song. Can I get amen? I don't know where that came from, but it came somewhere. Yeah, there might be somebody out there you don't want to be reunited with. Can I admit it? Saints, we all have these scriptural promises as a result of what Jesus Christ has done for you and I. Can I get amen? However, they're not given to us simply so that we can acknowledge them to be true. They should affect how you and I live every day. Can I get amen? So I want to ask this question right up here. Let's look at this. Has Christ made a difference in your life? When I look at this group over here, True Vine, I know your testimony, Pastor Cardell. One day you're going to have to come up here and share it. Can I get amen? But you're not the same no more, are you? All things have passed away. Behold, all things have what? Made new. Made new in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And look at this, the group that you brought. Man, I'm telling you, I bet they're growing in the grace of knowledge. Amen. They're learning more about the love of God, the grace of God. You see, my friends, those of you that came with Pastor Cardell, you know, the devil wanted to have his heyday with you. But Jesus had another plan for you. Can I get amen? Jesus had another plan. That's right. And I'm looking at played out in real time right now. And God is doing a wonderful job, Pastor Cardell. Praise God. Praise God. We're so excited for your ministry. You know, there's a lot of ministries that won't go. You're like Star Trek, going places where no man has gone before. Come on. That's right. I know there's some that go, oh, I'm not going in that place there at night. But God will raise up people to go to that place. That will have no fear. Can I get amen? That will know that person needs Jesus just like I do. That's right. See, one of the things that God, you know what he does? He saves the foolish things of the world. to confound the wise. That's right. I got 11 brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? I was the dope fiend in the family. Can I get an amen? That's right. You know what? I'm just going to shame the devil right now. Can I get an amen? Half of my family members are in law enforcement. Well, one of my brothers is he was a PD cop for 25 years, and then he was in the DA's office as an investigator, and he used to always come to my place and say, "You know, we're watching you. When are you going to stop?" I said, "I'm going to stop when I'm ready." And then my uncle was an investigator for the DA's office. It was all law enforcement. And they all knew what I was about. But then, hallelujah, when God came into my life, man, and he changed me from the inside out. He gave me a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. He you know what he did? He confounded the wise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They said, "No, that can't be him. I know that's not him." But let me just say this. 32 years later, they cannot say that no more. Hallelujah. The proof is in the pudding. Thank you, God. I can see, you know, after 6 months, you know, they're looking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's praise the Lord this and praise the Lord that. Uh-huh. But 31 years later, I'm still saying praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You know, and some of them just can't comprehend that. Hallelujah. See, only the spiritual mind can comprehend those things. Hallelujah. See, the carnal man, it's enmity. There's like a wall in front of the carnal man. A carnal man is an unsaved person, unregenerated, never been filled with the Holy Spirit. So they're looking at you in the natural sense. Hallelujah. They can't see what God has done on the inside. He has changed you from the inside out. Can I get an amen? It was an inside job. That's another preaching for another time. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So I need to ask this question right up here. Look at this. It's right up here. Are you growing in holiness? Are you growing in holiness? Amen. Because let me just say this. When God does a radical change in your heart, you will change. For the good. For the good. You know why? Because now God exposes those things that were evil. And it's like, I don't want to do that no more. Because I don't want to bring dishonor to God. When you start to learn to love Jesus. See, here's one thing. I'm going to make it clear. It's not about the do's and don'ts of Christianity. Come on. You know what? I've been to churches where you got to look like this. You got to dress like that. You got to say like that. You got to be like that. You can't wear this. You can't wear that. And then once you just fail one of those, then they look at you like, "You're out of fellowship. I don't know if that one's saved. Is that one saved?" Oh, come on. I've been there, done that. There's some religious churches out there. Jesus said, "Come as you are." Can I get an amen? And he will clothe you with his righteousness. Hallelujah. That's right. And when the Holy Ghost comes in, then you know what? He'll show you how to dress. He'll show you what to do. That's right. You don't have to have man to remind you. Amen. You will check yourself at the door. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is living inside now. Can I get amen? Because here's the thing. If it's about do's and don'ts, it's like this. If you told a 9-year-old kid, "Will you just sit down? You keep moving around. I need you to sit." In their heart, they're standing up. They're told to sit down, but in their heart, they're standing up. But when you fall in love with the Savior, when you fall in love with Jesus, then guess what? "Yes, Lord, I want to honor you. Lord, I'm in love with you. I don't want to break your heart, God. I love what you did for me. You saved me from a miry clay. Hallelujah. You went dumpster diving for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You found me next to an old tortilla and a rotten cantaloupe. And you picked me up from there. That's right. Listen, when you find out what God has done for you, guess what? You'll fall madly in love with him. Hallelujah. And it'll be a love relationship. You'll be in love with him. Hallelujah. Then you'll start learning not to do the things that dishonor him. Can I get amen? That's what sanctification is called. Hallelujah. That's right. But when you got a bunch of rules and regulations, you know, as a realtor, when you buy a condominium, they give you a stack of papers like this. It's called CC&Rs. And so when you start looking at each page, there's like 500 pages. CC&Rs are covenants, conditions, and restrictions. It tells you what you can and cannot do in that complex. And a lot of times, man, it's like, what? Why do I want to live in here? Man, that's right. The only thing that I agree with those conditions is when someone wants to paint their house purple. It tells you, no, you can't paint purple or these odd looking colors. Amen. They have to be conformed to so they can resell again. But man, when you're in love with the Savior, hallelujah, you will grow leaps and bounds. And then you won't be the same as you were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. For me, 31 years ago. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You see, the Word of God says this. Look at this. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy for what? I am holy. Amen. Praise God. And the only way to be holy is not through religion. It's through a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? To be washed in the blood. That's right. So we are admonishing God's word to do this. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. That's right. So if you're a mean, sour cat, man, behind closed doors, you got to put your heart in check, man. Man, oh God, I need you to be inside me. Can I get amen? I need to have the love of God, the grace of God. I need to have your mercy for others. Can I get amen? It's not about me. It's all about you, God. Hallelujah. When you find out that it's not about you, And you let God have his way, hallelujah, man, the joy of the Lord will come upon you, and he will strengthen you, and he will do great and mighty works in your life. Can I amen? Listen, we all want to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. We want to pray, hallelujah, for those who are in financial turmoil. We want to do all those wonderful things for God. But God is saying, just give your heart to me. And allow me to operate in your life and watch me do the things that you cannot do in your flesh. It'll be all about Jesus. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here's the question I impose. What is your message as a believer to the world? What's your message? You see, my friends, having trusted Jesus as your Savior and placed your eternal future in his hands, are you sharing your testimony where you go? Do others know what God has delivered you from? Some folks go, man, I don't want to say anything. That was very shameful. Well, guess what? The devil didn't care. He didn't care what you were involved in. He just wanted to destroy you. Hallelujah. This is where we have to give God glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, let's look at this. Are you a beacon to the people with whom you work and live with? Are you a beacon of hope? Can I get an amen? Can I rely upon you? Hallelujah. That when the rubber meets the road, that you won't curse God, but you will bless God. Can I get an amen? You know, there's a lot of folks, you know, you can tell right away what's inside of them. Because by their language. Can I get amen? They'll go bleepity, bleepity, bleep, and then Jesus Christ will come out. We'll go, Lord, have mercy. That actually came out. I'm like, what's living inside you? Jesus. See, my friends, this is what God is admonishing us. Look at it in Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed. So if we're sealed, we're not supposed to grieve the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? for the day of redemption. We were sealed for the day of redemption, meaning when Jesus comes and takes the church, hallelujah, he's coming for those who have been sealed by him. So this is what he's saying. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Can I get amen? And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving. This is the toughest one. When somebody has wronged you. I'm not going to talk to that person no more. Okay, that's just me. That's none of you over here, right? Yeah, that's just me. Oh, he wronged me. I'm not going to talk to him. We're to forgive. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Listen, when Jesus, before he went to the tomb, before he gave up the ghost, can I get amen? What did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He took on the mocking, the beating, the whipping, the ridicule, the spitting upon. He was shamed on that cross, but he had you and you and you and me in mind. 2,000 years later, hallelujah, that we would be praising his name in this place. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It was all the plan of God. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to forgive one another. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We're coming in for a close. Don't worry. There's still ribs at Hometown Buffet. Oh, there. That's right. There's no more Hometown Buffet. That's right. The barbecue can wait. Amen. Almost done in here. So saints, you and I, we must always guard our heart. Why? And being consumed with our own concerns and instead make an effort to help others. How many of you love to help others? How many of you love? Hallelujah. Come on. That's right. I know True Vine does over there. That's right. Man, I'm telling you, I remember when you had to leave one facility and God opened up another door for you. Huh? He wasn't going to leave you homeless, brother. Come on. Nuh-uh. He had a place all prepared for you. Can I get an amen? And now you got some new ones with you. Look at that. Why? Because he had all you in mind. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago. Thank you, God. That's right. And nothing is going to change his eternal destiny for you and I. Praise God. So now, my question is this. Are you serving the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit? Woo, the power. Thank you, God. You see, my friends, at the moment of salvation, the Holy Spirit came to indwell in us. Can I get amen?
Amen.
All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise God. Now we have God's power to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Listen, we can rebuke devils now. Before, man, we were living with the devil. Can I get amen? Amen. Now we can rebuke the devil. Whoa, man, he flip-flopped us, didn't he? Man, we were all upside down. He made us now stand upright. Hallelujah, before him. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the power of the Holy Spirit came to do one purpose. What was the one purpose he came to do? Okay, well, let's go to the word. Look at this. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin. The Holy Spirit came to convict the world of sin. Why? Because the world is living in sin. Look at this. And of righteousness and of judgment. See, people don't want to talk about judgment. I'm sorry, but I'm here to not to burst your bubble. But when Jesus takes the church home, he's going to pour out his wrath and he's going to judge this unbelieving world. Look at this. So he came for and judgment and of sin because they do not believe in me. How many people do you know that don't believe in Christ? There's more people that you probably know than those who are saved, huh? So the majority of the world still lies in unbelief. So he had to come. The Holy Spirit had to come. Look what he says. But because I go to my Father, you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. So who's the ruler of this world? Old Slewfoot. Slewfoot, that's right. But guess what? There's a day of judgment awaiting him. So next time Satan comes and tries to shame you, all you got to do is remind him of his near future. Can I get amen? You tell a man God's ready to cast you in the bottomless pit. Hallelujah. And you're going to be bound up for at least 1,000 years. Can I get amen? That's right. And when Jesus rules and reigns on this planet, he will reign with righteousness. Can I get amen? And here's the thing about this. You're going to have a mind like Christ, like his. So you're not going to miss Netflix and all that other stuff that we're, you know, that we've somehow entangled ourselves here on this earth, right? Can I get amen? He's going to give us the mind of Christ. Yeah. Praise God. We're going to rule with him. And man, I'm telling you, in heavenly bliss, and I can't wait. I can't wait to have that new mind. There'll be no more ungodly thoughts. There will be no more ungodly motives. There will be no more things that, man, I can't believe this flesh wants to do this and it wants to do that. We'll be in the new body. Praise God. How many can't wait for that? Okay, so this is what Paul's encouraging you and I. I'm coming in for a close. Look what he said. He said this right up here. For I'm not ashamed. Say that with me. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and then also for us Greek, which are Gentiles. For in it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? So here, you need to understand, do you realize you're never alone? Do you know you're never alone? I don't care. When you leave this place, some of you may go home and there's no one around but just you. Jesus is with you. He's with you. That's why don't close the door and put on something ungodly on that internet. Can I get? He's sitting right there next to you. Can I get amen? You may not see him physically, but he's there spiritually. Can I get amen? That's right. Look at this. It says right here, let your conduct be without covetousness. I mean, don't covet for the things of the world. Be content with such things that you have. For he himself has said, I will what? Never leave you, nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Ask yourself that. What can man do to you? Nothing, huh? Nothing. And so I close with these questions. Number one, how often do you think about Christ's resurrection? Or is it just Easter Sunday? Is it just this day? Or every day you wake up, thank you, God, for giving me another day. You see, God gives us one day at a time. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He gives us today, one day at a time. So the day that he gives us, live it to the fullest. Know that he's with you and that God wants to use you every day he gives you. Can I get amen? Number two, what hope does it offer in the midst of your daily life? The hope of the resurrection. So whatever situation you're in, always know, because he rose again, I have that new life and now I can bless someone. See, you know what? In your mind, it should always be, how can I win someone to Christ? How can I bless someone? How can I pray for one? I believe God wants to deliver you from that sickness, my brother, my sister. God wants to use us as vessels yielded unto him. Can I get amen? Number three, how has Jesus' resurrection affected how you live? For me, I can only speak for me. But I don't no longer do what I used to do. Can I get amen? Amen. One day we're going to have a testimonial service and you're going to hear from the beginning to the end on what God delivered me from. I'm just giving you little sound bites. But what God has delivered me from, I'm telling you, my family members which are in law enforcement, they're still scratching their head. This can't be. I knew him. Yeah, you did know that old man. I'm a new man in Christ. Can I get amen? Amen? And that's what should be said of you. Can I get amen? You are no longer the same. Can I get amen? That's right. That's right. I'm looking at some precious faces in here, some precious souls that God has raised from the dead. Can I get amen? We were all at one time in a dead state. That's right. And then God quickened us, made us come alive unto him. And man, and then now we're alive and well, Holy Ghost filled, heavenly bound, and now there's a hell to shun. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Number four, is death to sin evident in your character, conversations, and conduct? Or does the little bleepity bleepity word still come out when something lands on your toe? Oh, those things hurt, especially at night. If you jam your big toe somewhere on that, on the corner of that coffee table. Oh! Okay, that never happened to you, right? It's only happened to me. Okay, let's move on to number five. Could those who know you well say that you are living a new kind of life? Or would they say you are still living as you did before salvation? No, that can't be you, right? Come on, that can't be you. Listen, how many believe Jesus is coming again? Listen, this place is filled with wonderful men and women and children that are growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm speaking to someone that logged in. Those of you on Facebook, YouTube, maybe you couldn't make it out to a service, but you found us here. Are you ready to meet the King? Have you given your heart to Christ? You see, the Bible's clear that Jesus is going to come for us in the clouds. That's right. How many of you are ready to hear the shofar blow? Can I get amen? Huh? You see, when he talks about the trumpet, he's talking about the shofar. Amen? And the angels are going to blow the shofar. And man, that's when the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up. You see, it won't be this little, small, little shofar, which, matter of fact, I need to give it back to the rabbi. Oh, no, that's right. We traded. So he has my old one. But I like this one because this one's easy to blast. But listen, when the angels come and take us home, this is what's going to be shouted from heaven. Can I get amen? It's going to go similar to this. Hallelujah. I can't wait. How many can't wait for that? Jesus is going to come and rapture the church out of the way. Amen. And I got scripture real quick, and we're going to look at this. I'm going to have the worship team to come on up. Look at this. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with those who sleep in what? In Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain. This is how I want to go. How many wants to go while you're still alive and remain? Can I amen? None of us want to experience physical death. Amen. But the ones that have died, our loved ones, they got the first ticket up. Can I get amen? It's going to go like, whoa, look at them. And then boom, we're up. Praise God. Amen. Aren't you so blessed? Thank you, God. Look at this. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with them in the Lord forevermore. That's why we are to what? Frighten one another. No, comfort. Comfort one another, amen? Unless you want to stay behind. It's up to you. Do you guys want to stay behind? Uh-uh. I want to go up in the clouds, amen? Amen. Maybe you're watching and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is your moment. There's men and women here of faith. We all want to pray with you. But we know that all you have to do is surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and give your heart to him and watch him do the miraculous in your life. Saints of God, let's all pray for those who are watching right now. And maybe there's someone here, I don't know, that's never surrendered to the Lord. This is your opportunity. This is your moment. We always give an invitation. Why? Because we never know who's watching. We never know who needs Christ. We never know who logged on thinking that, oh, I'm just going to just see what this is all about. And now God is speaking to you. So if you're listening and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, pray this prayer by faith. And it goes just like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Listen, if you gave your heart to Jesus, down below right now, you'll see our website. Log on. We want to get a Bible to you.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.